It has been said, rather too often, that in the past year we have been living through history. But we live through history all the time. As long as we live at all, we have no choice. Even the supposedly dull 1950s were history. We had the imminent threat of nuclear war, Senator Joe McCarthy's attack on democracy, and the even more imminent horrors of rock and roll to worry about. History is what has been written down. No written record means no history, or what we call prehistory, when all kinds of things were happening, but we don't know what. People who lived in prehistory missed their chance to be part of the record, but they never knew and never cared. Even most recorded history is forgotten almost as soon as it happens. Presidents, pop stars, and pandemics come and go, leaving only a few lines in old books and the faintest memory trace. In the long term, we retain only the edited highlights. We may know from books that 1,000 years ago, in 1026, King Canute made a pilgrimage to Rome, and that 500 years ago, in 1526, Charles V married Isabella of Portugal. Those events must have grabbed the headlines at the time, but who knows or cares now? The human story, as seen through the historical record, is one long soap opera of greed and violence, starring the rich and famous. We would perhaps like the events of our own lifetimes to be remembered as history with a capital H, and the chances are that some of them will. The last few chaotic years have been documented in the most intense detail in every imaginable medium. Not just dry written reports for scholars, but videos, interviews, and live news reports on every disaster, every outrage. There's no shortage of information for future historians, and no shortage of lessons for future generations. Unfortunately, the past we need to remember is precisely the past we prefer to forget, the defeats as well as the victories, the fools and cowards, as well as the heroes. As Julius Caesar said, and he was an expert, we believe what we want to believe, which makes the past into a kind of kaleidoscope. Shake it, and it changes. As the teaching of history fades away in schools and universities, each new generation will remember less, and care less, and learn less from the past. They will get their history from the movies. Only the most colourful, dramatic, or romantic moments make it into the movies. Who knew about the Trojan War before Brad Pitt joined in? Or who knew that Mel Gibson put so much energy into the lost cause of Scottish independence in 1298? Unfortunately, history as presented in movies bears about as much relation to real life as The Muppet Show. Not that I have anything against The Muppet Show. We can do what we like with history. The people who lived through it don't care. This is David Boucher.